An Easter weekend storm is expected to, well, mess up all of our family's plans and bring wind and rain here to the valley and snow to northern Arizona. That weather system's expected to reach the valley by Saturday and hang around for Easter Sunday, maybe even early into next week. Here's Chris Coleman with the National Weather Service telling us what we can expect, and that would be the rain to start sometime Saturday evening.
Everyone will get rain, you know, with a cold front, maybe a quarter inch, maybe a half at most. It'll be more isolated type rain amounts with later on, like on Sunday and Monday.
KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is joining us, so he's saying what will stay at an inch or below for over the course of the 3 days in most places in the valley?
Yeah, looking at probably anywhere from a quarter to a full inch of rain across the valley. Most of the valley will see rain. Some places, maybe Cave Creek around the outer edges of the valley, maybe a bit over an inch, 3 day total. But the winds going to be exceptionally strong on Saturday, looking at gusts 35, 45 miles an hour. Some places will top 50. Again, those are gusts, not sustained. Cold front gets in Saturday night. Heavy rain, possibly thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday for Easter, you're looking at temperatures maybe in the 50s through the morning. It might bump into the 60s by the afternoon. Rain could continue into Monday, so it's going to be pretty soggy and very windy on Saturday.
And we're talking some snow up north.
Yeah, I just talked to Weather Service. They're looking right now initially at 4 to 6 inches Saturday night and Sunday. And again, it's going to be very windy up north, so travel could be definitely tricky. 4 to 6 inches, at least initially in the Flagstaff area. So travel on Interstate 40, Interstate 17 could be pretty difficult Saturday night and into Sunday.
Well, all right. It sounds like this has got a bit of a punch, but yeah, it's going to really start with the wind. We're supposed to be going to – I laid it out for the girls. I'm like, if there's no fights on either Thursday or Friday, if you can make it through one 24-hour period without fighting with each other – 8 and 11
He's,
crazy people. Yeah, I said we'll go to the Renaissance Festival because they love the Renaissance Festival. But I'm now I'm wondering if I need to bust out like the goggles I wore in Iraq if we're gonna go on Saturday to avoid all the dust getting in my eyes.
Well, it's worth it for all the dust because you get great turkey legs out there.
So. That's true. Yeah. That's true. I don't really care for crunch in my turkey legs though.
Well,
you know, well, I like the crunchy skin, but not the crunch of, you know,
we
other
live in
stuff.
A perfect world.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of food, it's the first annual Southwest Taco Fest is going to go on this weekend in Casa Grande, Saturday at Dave White Regional Park. And they're going to have not just food, but Roger Klein and the Peacemakers playing in the evening. So that might get all messed up, too.
Yeah. I mean, first thing, when I talked to the weather service this morning, I go, what's the weekend weather look like? And we knew there were probably going to be showers maybe Sunday. And he goes, wow, from a standpoint of wind. It's going to be something else Saturday. And then people driving around, you know, the interstates outside of the valley, pretty much expect blowing dust. Interstates 17, probably 10, probably 8. Some of the state highways, you know, blowing dust. Not sure how severe it's going to be yet. You never know.
Right,
but it's an unusually strong springtime weather system coming off the Pacific.
Not the weekend to learn how to drive a truck. Is what you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
Oh no. Well, you'd be able to deal with about anything after this. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Baptism by fire on that one. All right. Thanks a lot, KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross. We'll have more on this weekend weather and storm. You know, for the last gasp of winter, I guess. Even though we're actually into spring now, that's coming up here on Arizona's Morning News.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.